Hi, this is Carl Brooks with SearchCloudComputing.com and TechTarget. I'm here with Andy Mann, Vice President of Research for Enterprise Management Associates, to talk about cloud management, what it means, what's available, and what people can expect to it and look to come forward in the future. How are you, Andy?
Hi, Carl. Doing very well. Thanks for having me.
Excellent. So let's start this off. Talk about a little bit just in general what's available for people looking for cloud management tools, for software platforms, for different ways that they can get their hand around all these great things they can get at in from cloud computing.
Yeah, it's a bit of a spotty market at the moment. Yeah, cloud's obviously fairly new, relatively speaking. We're still trying to sort of wrap our head around virtualization to an extent and managing that. Obviously, that starts to lead towards cloud management. Similar concepts in a lot of ways, not always the same. But we're starting to see the same vendors who are monitoring, managing virtualization, starting to monitor and manage your cloud environments. You know, in general terms, we look at a bunch of different disciplines. Service monitoring, things like monitoring SLAs, monitoring performance, monitoring availability. We look at lifecycle management, so the ability to provision into the cloud, to move around in the cloud, to deprovision and reharvest licenses and so forth from cloud services. Part of that overlaps also with automation, but we also see other areas of automation, things like backup and recovery for data in a cloud environment. We also see a lot of interest, obviously, in security management. So there's a lot of different disciplines which have to apply there as well. Anything from being able to track and manage identities, user access levels and so forth, through to things like threat management, malware detection and so forth. Mm-hmm. So it's not significantly different in a lot of ways from traditional data center management. It's just a very different kind of environment. But we certainly see a lot of the similar kinds of disciplines starting to poke their head up in cloud computing environments as well.
So who's an example of someone who's vending in the space? I mean,
there's a few vendors who are starting to get into this, some more heavily than others, and some for longer than others. You know, we see one of the earlier entrants into the cloud management market, someone like Hyperic, for example, which is now part of VMware. Mm-hmm. They were doing cloud performance and availability monitoring even as long as probably 12 or 18 months ago. Mm-hmm. We also see a number of other vendors, you know, in the mid-sized categories. You know, I think people like NIMSOFT, for example, starting to come out with other tool sets for monitoring, for management. Another one similar in the sort of mid-sized range there, RightScale, doing the automation, doing provisioning and so forth for a cloud mm-hmm. environment. We're also seeing, because cloud is becoming such an important enterprise play, we're seeing the traditional enterprise vendors coming in. So, for example, BMC Software, CA, both doing a level of cloud performance, cloud automation, the service monitoring, the automation side, and even some of the security management.
Now, someone like CA, they're not doing cloud management just for the hoi polloi. They're doing it for their large enterprise customers, right?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, CA is certainly not looking to provide these tool sets to individuals, to, you know, even to small businesses, quite frankly. They're really looking at the larger end of the enterprise. That's where certainly you see some of the smaller tool sets, like I said, Hyperic, RightScale, for example, probably being more appropriate at the lower end of the market, where, yeah, CA, BMC, these guys, they're definitely playing at the bigger end of town.
Now, what are the most important things that someone would look to cloud management instead of trying to do it themselves, trying to automate via the APIs and programming tools? Why would they choose to go with a cloud management service as opposed to trying to do it themselves?
Trying to do it yourself is certainly an option, especially for smaller enterprises, for small businesses, for very technologically innovative businesses who have got people on staff to do that. One of the big problems there is that ultimately you're reverting to sort of custom development, bespoke, in-house. It's got a lot of the same sort of problems as scripting. It tends to be very fragile. Any changes that happen to APIs, even to sort of back-end systems, can actually break those measures. They become very difficult to update and maintain over time. If it's just for a short one-off per use case, if it's only a stopgap as you start to grow that side of your IT environment, that I can understand. But once you start to get to real sort of mission-critical production workloads, the last thing you want to be doing is wasting all your time maintaining scripts and custom-built mm-hmm. interfaces to security modules and so forth. It gets, as I said, very fragile. They break. It costs a lot of money. just in staffing and cost to be able to do that. Part of the point of going to cloud is really to stop doing all of that work, all that maintenance of IT systems. So if you're actually starting to build out these tool sets yourself, in the short term, that might seem like a good idea, and maybe it is. In the long term, it's going to cost you in terms of certainly staffing, but also potentially error rates and availability and other things.
I see. And I mean, that makes sense from a sense of moving from, it's almost an extension of the cloud idea itself. You've gone ahead and let somebody else take care of your infrastructure, let them go, somebody else in turn go ahead and take care of the management tools that you need. But don't you risk locking yourself into someone's management platform just as much you might risk locking yourself into someone's virtualization technology?
Yeah, that can always be a risk. Certainly, you end up having an investment in people, in staff, in skills, in understanding of certain tool sets, and you get to a point often where using a certain management tool is just easier and more cost-effective for you because you've got the skills and the ability. It's already set up. It's implemented and so forth. You certainly get there. I wouldn't call it a lock-in in the same way as virtualization or even a cloud vendor, for example, though. Being able to swap out management tool sets can be a lot easier, I think, than being able to swap out real infrastructure like a virtualization vendor or like a cloud service provider. In actual fact, some of the management tools are actually designed to help you prevent some of the lock-in. You think about some of the data storage, data move type of tool set. And that's part of the automation, the automated backup recovery, this sort of thing. They can actually help you avoid lock-in because you can get at your data, you can access it, you can pull it back down, put it up into a different cloud provider. So there's some of it which is actually going to help prevent lock-in. It's still not going to really lock you into a management vendor, though. Like I said, it's pretty easy in a lot of cases to switch out management vendors. If you're just talking about being able to provision new machines, provision new environments in the cloud, then using one tool set or another tool set, it's not going to be a very difficult transition if you're looking at doing that.
Okay, lastly, who should be looking for cloud management and when should a smaller enterprise start to look for a tool that might fit their needs or their scope? When would an enterprise look for these things earlier, possibly? Would they look for that something as part of a cloud service that they would get, as opposed to a smaller enterprise who might sort of fall into using a management tool?
Actually, my gut reaction to that is everyone should look for management early. It's the sort of thing which people do forget or don't pay attention to until they have a critical event which makes them think, oh, goodness me, now I need to manage my environment. You think about security, for example. If you're running a real production application in the cloud, potentially using things like credit card numbers or contact information for your customers and so forth, if you don't have some level of access control, threat, vulnerability management, that sort of thing, then you're liable to face an incident where some of that data gets leaked somehow, gets attacked somehow, and that's going to spur you into looking for security software. Now, that's the wrong way around. You really want to start to look at those sorts of disciplines before the events happen. Certainly, if you're just running sort of test and dev type environments, if you're running maybe ad hoc, very short-term workloads in the cloud, then maybe you don't need some of this management software. Certainly, if you're running longer-term applications, mission-critical production-type stuff in the cloud, then you're going to need it sooner or later. When you start to think about, outside of the security space, though, you start to think about service monitoring and so forth, really, it's about what results you're getting and whether it's going to pay back to your business. You never want to just go out and buy software for the sake of it. So if you're starting to detect, perhaps, availability issues or performance issues in the cloud, and you don't know where they're coming from, this can be even more of an issue in the cloud than in local, in-house data centers.
Absolutely.
Because you don't necessarily know if it's the cloud provider, if it's your application, if it's the network. You're not necessarily sure where some of the slowdowns are happening. Then availability management software is going to be the best option for you at that point in time. So it depends on where you are on the maturity curve. It depends on what sort of applications you're running, how mission critical it is, how much of your business depends on it. These are all sorts of areas. Oh, also, how much time are your staff spending manually dealing with some of these issues in the cloud?
Mm-hmm.
If there comes a break point where you're spending too much time and money, you're impacting your business in negative ways, and it becomes worthwhile to actually pay for someone else to provide software that's going to help you break those problems.
So think ahead and look for plan ahead for possibilities for things that you may well need or may be important to you before simply picking up cloud and trying to start a business and shoehorning it in afterwards.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, and the trick there is to look at those solutions just before you need them. You don't want to spend your money up front on management tools, on big enterprise-class management tools you don't need, but you do want to have them when you need them.
Sure. Well, that's a great introduction to cloud management. I thank you very much for that.
Hey, Carl, no problem. Always a pleasure.